Dr. Pinsky continuing dictation on July 1 on Joseph Dubicki. I think I was cut off on your end. I will start with the physical exam. General appearance, he had a suntan that he attributed to being in North Carolina. Paired extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation and rough texture on his hands bilaterally. Paired, they were well-healed. Open surgical scars, scarring at the right anterior shoulder, but there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired right shoulder flexion must have 165 degrees, but motion was otherwise full bilaterally. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed anterior transverse scar consistent with his surgery. Paired active flexion and extension were to 40 degrees, common bilateral rotation to 65 degrees, common side bending right 30 degrees and left to 20 degrees with tenderness in side bending. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, there was spasm detected at the right interscapular musculature, but there was none on the left. Paired, there was no tenderness with palpation of these regions. Paired, the rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral, use the defer supine strut leg raise maneuver macro impressions. On 1/5/17, Joseph Dubicki was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Paired, his course of treatment will be inserted here from my prior report. Paired, new paragraph since seen here in 2018. He had a need for treatment exam with Dr. Bhatnagar. In 2021, paired, he had the petitioner undergo a repeat cervical MRI, after which they discussed treatment options, including injections. Paired, Mr. Dubicki deferred having the same. Paired, MRI and plain x-rays showed a good result from his surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be mild to moderately decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period, Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period, he had skin changes on his hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, he had full range of motion of the lumbar spine, but supine straight leg raise maneuvers were deferred. Period, new paragraph, this case continues to represent the same amount of disability I indicated previously. And period. Please combine this with the first half of the report that got cut off. I don't have a number for that.